Today from the Ohio Newsroom, transforming trash into treasure.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. When the coffee pot stops perking, the vacuum stops sucking, or that lamp no longer turns on, most people either trash them or recycle them. But one recycling center in Ohio is working to give those appliances a new life. Tana Weingartner with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU reports.
Well, it's a managed chaos. So you can see the pile here. We've got coffee makers and toasters. We've got electric typewriters, coffee grinders, little radios, power strips, lamps.
Jerome Wilson is the reuse manager at the Cincinnati Recycling and Reuse Hub.
Welcome to Tinkertown. It's where we take donated electronic items that have been brought in for recycling here at the hub, and we assess them for functionality. Basically, we're looking for items that can still be used.
The hub takes in all kinds of small electronics. About a year ago, Wilson realized a lot of the items didn't have to end up on the scrap heap. Many just needed small repairs to be good as new. Enter a small but mighty crew of volunteer tinkerers. They show up twice a month to see what they can fix, no experience required. Don Hoffman is standing over a red bagless vacuum, taking it apart and inspecting its pieces.
I have no background except for things breaking at home. I'm a retired art teacher, so I just was always one of those people that, even as a kid, would tear things apart and get in trouble for doing that. And then just try to figure out how they work.
When items come into the hub and get assessed, the ones deemed possibly fixable go onto shelves for tinkerers like Hoffman. They show up, pick something out, and see if they can get it working again. Wilson says a lot of things just need simple fixes. Vacuums may be clogged or have dirty filters, or an appliance may need a new fuse. At the table next to Hoffman, retired engineer Mike Cunaway is taking apart a pair of mismatched lamps.
There were two lamps here. Each one has a different problem, so the idea is to try to find enough parts to make a single lamp out of the pieces that we have, because they really don't have a budget to buy parts yet. So they keep a lot of good parts off of broken stuff that can't be fixed.
Once an object is back in working order, it moves to the outgoing pile to be sent to one of the hub's charitable partners, like the Brighton Center, Catholic Charities of Southwest Ohio, and main partner, New Life Furniture Bank. Here's Jerome Wilson again.
All of the things that they get are used, not in their thrift shop, but actually given to people who were formerly homeless and have nothing. So they've moved into some housing, but they don't have anything else.
Each item goes out with a Tinker Team sticker, so if it breaks again, it can be brought back for more repairs or free recycling, since the recycling fee was already paid by the person who brought the item to the hub for disposal.
Waste isn't waste until it's wasted. That's our motto here at Tinker Team. We feel like we have an ethical obligation to keep this stuff out of the landfill.
The Tinker Team workshop has been up and running for around 6 months. In that short amount of time, some 600 items have been entered into the system. Tinkerers have worked on almost 80%, and more than a third have been repaired and shipped out to new owners. Volunteer and board member Jenny Brewer says she's passionate about keeping things out of landfills. She shows up most weeks to help out and do some of the paperwork. She estimates the hub could host tinker sessions weekly if there were more time and space.
We would love to if we have to figure out how to clone Jerome first. and then once we get another Jerome like in place, we could probably do it more often.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Tana Weingartner.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.